Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show with your host, Larry Leese. Join us as Cinema Gold dives into the latest Hollywood film and TV news and everything in between. Tune in each weekday on your favorite podcast platform.
Sequels are back as Kung Fu Panda 4 and Dune Part 2 provide a strong 1-2 punch. Thanks to the combined heft of Kung Fu Panda 4 by Universal and Dune Part 2, Warner Brothers, domestic box office improved over the same 2023 weekend for the first time, and it did so with the two films grossing over $40 million, not seen since last July when Barbie and Oppenheimer did so for their parallel first 2 weeks. Not only did number one Panda exceed expectations with $58 million, not a franchise record, but excellent nonetheless, but the Dune sequel with $46 million dropped only 46% from its excellent debut. Notably, that was about the same decrease seen by Oppenheimer, its second weekend after a nearly identical initial gross. Also significant is that sequels traditionally drop more in their second weeks than original titles. Meantime, A24 had its second consecutive strong platform debut with The Love Lies Bleeding, with Kristen Stewart grossing $167,000 in 5 New York and LA locations. That bests last week's Promista. The latter film expanded to 20 theaters this week with a decent $200,000. Love moves quickly to 1,200 theaters this Friday, while Promista will continue a slower expansion. Two other smaller titles also debuted wide. Number 3 Imaginary by Lionsgate from Blumhouse Productions did $10 million, while Angel Studios' religious biopic Cabrini placed 4th with over $7.5 million. Two debuting Asian titles are also in the top 10. YOLO by Sony from China will soon be the first 2024 release to reach $500 million globally, nearly all in its home market. It grossed an impressive $840,000 in only 200 theaters. Shaitan from Fun Asia from India is 10th, with around $800,000 in 405 theaters. The total gross of about $139 million is the highest since August 2nd to the 4th last year. That brings the year-to-date shortfall to 10%. Not good, but at least improved. If that holds for the full year, 2024 would be a bit over $8 million. Two titles over $40 million aren't that exceptionally historically, though. It happened only 4 times last year, and not this early. In 2019, the last decent year was achieved 15 times more, if adjusting grosses to current ticket prices. Panda benefited from the success of its three predecessors, but particularly from the lack of any similar family-appealing release since Christmas. The $85 million budget film was timed to play over the next few weeks, during which nearly all schools will have at least 1 week off at different times. This Dune not only doubled the opening of the 2021 initial release, but its second weekend held far better. Last time the drop was 62% with an eventual gross of $108 million domestic, with both COVID issues and a same-day HBO Max release taking their toll. This time it's already reached $157 million, with this hold likely guaranteeing at least a $250 million domestic take. The gross so far easily bests the previous 2024 top grosser, Bob Marley, One World, At number 5 this weekend, that musical biopic has reached 89 million with a shot still at hitting 100 million domestically. With most films playing at home and months after their release, all Oscar-nominated films this weekend grossed under 2 million total. Best is Perfect Days, Japan's international film nominee, with $300,000 in 241 theaters with 2.7 million total. Other notable entries are this year's collection of nominated short films from Magnolia. The 3 million gross already equals last year's collection. Poor Things is just about 34 million, which impressively is close to what 2018 The Favorite took in, though again with lower ticket prices. So to recap, at number 1 is Kung Fu Panda 4, I should say, followed by Dune Part 2, Imaginary at 3, Cabrini at 4, Bob Marley, One Love at number 5, Ordinary Angels at 6, Madame Web at 7, Migration at number 8, YOLO at number 9, number 10 is Shaitan. And now on to our next topic. Michael Keaton is addressing the possibility of returning as Batman. Michael Keaton hasn't closed the door completely on the possibility of returning to the role of Batman, but he also isn't lying awake at night hoping for more. The Beetlejuice star told Josh Horowitz on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that a potential return to his most famous role would depend entirely on circumstance, admitting that everything depends on something else, and implying that the failure of The Flash and the cancellation of Batgirl.
Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.
Has not put a final exclamation point on his time as Bruce Wayne, even if it might look that way. Keaton's attitude seems to be the healthiest approach he could have. He's open to anything, but not waiting on it. After all, it took 30 years before The Flash happened, so it wouldn't make a lot of sense to assume the next opportunity is just waiting around the corner. Keaton said, quote, "I don't think about it much." But added, "Never say never, I don't think. Everything depends on something else." Keaton's Dark Knight was expected to return in Batgirl and other movies where he would reportedly have served as a mentor figure to younger superheroes. Not unlike the role he played in The Flash. The cancellation of Batgirl and the failure of The Flash reportedly killed a planned Batman Beyond movie that would have starred Keaton as an aging Bruce Wayne training the next Batman. And then James Gunn and Peter Safran's DC Universe came along to uproot everything that Warner's has done since 2012. The Flash is available on disc and digital now, promising to reshape the DC multiverse with the help of familiar faces and brand new heroes. The movie is currently streaming now on HBO Max. And now on to our next topic. Super Mario Brothers is headed for a sequel and has been confirmed with an official release date. The Super Mario Brothers movie 2 is now in development. A sequel to the box office dominating video game adaptation, the Super Mario Brothers movie is happening, Nintendo has confirmed. Due to the recent Mario Day event held by the video gaming company, it was also revealed when the Super Mario Brothers movie 2 will land in theaters April 3rd, 2026. The confirmation of the Super Mario Brothers movie 2 was made by Nintendo executive and Illumination CEO founder Chris Meledandri with the sequel are at all set to once again bring together the talents of Nintendo, Universal, and Illumination to continue the adventures of Mario and Luigi. Animation on the Super Mario Bros. Movie 2 is, quote, beginning soon, with the project described as, quote, based on the world of Super Mario Bros. Alongside the movie's description, there were further hints that the project could in fact be much more than just a sequel to the Super Mario Bros. Movie, and instead further expand the world and the franchise as a whole. Based on the hugely popular video game franchise and featuring the beloved Nintendo characters, the Super Mario Bros. Movie follows the iconic Brooklyn plumbers and brothers, Mario and Luigi, as they are transported through a mysterious pipe to a magical new world. But when the siblings are separated, an epic adventure begins. While it was met with mixed reviews, the Super Mario Bros. Movie saw huge success at the box office, garnering $1.36 billion worldwide and earning the biggest worldwide opening weekend for an animated movie, as well as being the first movie based on a video game to gross over $1 billion. So it's no wonder that Nintendo, Universal, and Illumination are looking to expand on such monumental success. And on to our next topic, of course. Yeah, gotta address Christopher Nolan winning Best Director in the Oscars for his Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan finally claimed his place among the Oscars elite with his first Best Director win for the biographical drama Oppenheimer. Victory was one of many for the third highest grossing movie of 2023, and there was no doubt that the night was well and truly all about Nolan and the team behind the movie. Nolan has been nominated on numerous occasions in the past, but a win at the Academy Awards has always eluded him. Oppenheimer has changed all of that with its combination of compelling storytelling, stunning visual effects, and the directorial flair that Nolan always strives to bring to his movies. Through Nolan's lens, the film became more than just another biographical look at a point in history, and delved deep into the human cost that came with one of the biggest leaps in scientific advancements. Nolan's win at the Oscars for Best Director was the culmination of several weeks of accolades he claimed on his way to this achievement. The success of Oppenheimer across the board is more than just a win for the movie, but also the films that have led Nolan to it. From the mind-bending narratives of Memento and Inception, to the epic scale of Interstellar and Dunkirk, Nolan has continued to push boundaries of what it is possible to put on screen. In his blending of historical fact and speculative fiction in Oppenheimer, shows the director at his best. Nolan's win followed several others for Oppenheimer across the night, as well as picking up several awards in production categories. The film landed both Robert Downey Jr. and Cillian Murphy with their first ever Oscars, as they picked up Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor, respectively. As the night headed towards its close, it was clear that there was only ever going to be one movie that dominated the night's proceedings, and Oppenheimer did not disappoint. Delivering on the back of its huge box office, the Academy Awards completed what has been a flawless journey for the entire team behind this movie. Let us know your thoughts on the topics we've covered today in the comment section below. Is there a story we missed that we should have covered? Let us know. And of course, go ahead, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button and hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com, and your support will go directly into upgrading our content, creating new content, and hopefully one day taking this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see.
You have been watching the Cinema Gold Show. Follow us on Twitter at Cinema Gold Show. Find us on Instagram at The Cinema Gold Show. And on Facebook, facebook.com/The Cinema Gold Show.
Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.